As in Arua City are concerned about increasing exposure of young people to cybercrime through social media, with several youths and children reporting cases of hacking, online scams and harmful digital content. Opio John Powell has the details of their story.
In Arua City, the voices of stakeholders are growing louder as the one that internet usage, seen as a tool for learning and connection, is now exposing many young people to cybercrime. Associate Professor Joseph Kizito Bada from Makerere University says children and youth are increasingly becoming the softest targets online.
There's a lot of bad content on the internet, and the social media can be misused. So we give them the skills of how to filter and how to avoid bad sites, and the danger of communicating with the unknown people who eventually begin to bull, who harass them, and who begin to follow them in social media.
Josephine Lemira, a student in Arua City, recalls how her WhatsApp account was hacked and used to trick her friends into sending money.
I have fallen a victim of cyberbullying. Like, there was this time where my WhatsApp account was hacked, and they used it to, like, trick my friends, making them send money to them, whereby I also had to refund my friends their money back. Twice fellow internet users to not share their internet, like WhatsApp details, with other people in hope.
Aita Abraham, a youth in Arua City, says many youths misuse social media, spending time on distracting content instead of using it for education and research.
Right now, if you take the social media, has affected the youth very much because they have been engaged in social media. We are not using it the rightful way. We are using social media in other ways, which is affecting us, even affecting our education. Essentially, we have talked about research. If you are doing social media for research things, it is really helpful. But if you are doing it for other contexts, that's where it has affected us.
Parents are now being able to take a more active role in guiding their children's online habits. This is according to an IT expert, Asiku Dennis, the ICT officer, Arua City.
As Uganda is adapting to technological advancement, the key guidance may I can give is limiting screen time. Even watching TV, watching cartoons should be limited to learners, because if learners get so much attracted to the digital content like videos and the rest, they will not even read. They will want like teaching to be done with those simulations for them to understand other than reading. So you can introduce for them more of the reading time and restrict some viewing of screen, such that they will know that I only have 1 hour of screen time, but I have like 4 hours of book time in a day.
According to the Uganda Police 2024 crime report, cybercrime cases nearly doubled, rising from 245 to 474 cases in just 1 year, and youth are the main victims.
Opio John Pearl with that story.